네. 그럼 발표하겠습니다.
From BTS is yet to come to Blackpink's Pink Venom. A year full of exciting new releases and performances culminates with one of the Korean pop music scene's most internationally anticipated award ceremonies, the Mnet Asian Music Awards, or MAMA.
Mnet Asian Music Awards, 여자 가수상.
Founded by the entertainment company CJENM and initially launched as a music video award ceremony, modeled after MTV's VMAs, the MAMA Awards have been recognizing achievements in K-pop and the Asian music industry since 1999. Although it was first held in Seoul, South Korea, the award ceremony has expanded into various other Asian cities, such as Macau, Singapore, Hong Kong, and most recently, Osaka, where MAMA is being presented this year on November 29th and 30th.
선미, 축하드립니다.
A unique characteristic of MAMA is its fan voting, which is open for certain categories. Megan Lin, a first-year student who has been following the award show since 2014, speaks on the voting process.
Yeah, so I think it kind of changes every year, but like, for example, right now, it's just voting for the top 10 for worldwide fans' choice.
The main categories, or daesangs, which roughly translates to grand prize, are Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year.
Those are not audience voting. There's like a judge panel, and they also look at like numbers and like overall impact and whatnot.
Still, Megan says that her pick for Song of the Year is BTS's Yet to Come.
I think like BTS deserves it. I think other strong like contenders for Song of the Year, my opinion, would probably be mostly like girl group songs like Love Dive by IVE, Tomboy by Idol.
A highly competitive category this year seems to be Best New Female Artist.
Like, the lineup is like stacked. So like you have like IVE, which just debuted, and they have like former members from IZ*ONE, which is like a huge like successful girl group. They've not had many releases, but each of the releases have like charted like super well.
Megan also mentions Kepler, a girl group that debuted from the popular Mnet survival show, Girls Planet 999.
I think they're more popular internationally.
Other likely contenders are Le Sserafim.
They came from Source Music, which is a branch off of like Hive, which is like a huge company. They just released the song Anti-Fragile. That's like doing pretty good.
And K-pop's hottest newcomer, NewJeans.
They're also from Hive, and they're like all really young, but they make really good music, in my opinion, and they also chart really well. I was actually even looking at their Spotify numbers yesterday. I think they're one of the most like listened to like groups in general K-pop right now, and so like their trajectory is probably gonna be really good, and they're also probably gonna release new music soon. 1, 2, 3, 4,
baby. And lastly, there's NMIX.
Which comes from JYP. They're also a little bit more popular internationally than domestically. Both NMIX and Kepler, I think like all of them, like they have like really huge stage presence, so like they're really big performers.
Although Megan doesn't have a personal preference, she does share her predictions.
Looking at like streams and like what judges would most likely say, I feel like I would probably win.
And of course, an indispensable aspect of MAMA's spectacle also comes from its live performances each year that often feature artist collaborations.
I don't remember which one, but there was one year, like a few years ago, there was like an EXO performance, and that was really good. I don't remember exactly which one, but all I remember is that it really impressed me.
Megan also has some collaborations she hopes to see this year.
One would be a vocal stage with DK from Seventeen, Hui from Pentagon, Kim Sejong, former IOI member, and Wendy from Red Velvet. And then for dance performance, Jimin from BTS, Hoshi from Seventeen, and then Yugyeom from formerly GOT7, and Ten from NCT.
You can watch the event live on any Mnet channels, TVN Asia, or online via the Mnet K-pop and K-con official YouTube channels. For WNER News, I'm Jesse Chen.